What's up, Melanated family? And we back. Time for a brand new episode of the Melanated Combo Podcast. I am your gracious host, Harrison. Here to get the evening cracking. And today, we got a special guest on the show, man. We're gonna be dropping some game today on the show. You feel me? We're gonna talk a little bit about relationships, right? So on today's show, I got my brother who is an author, you know what I mean, an actor. This brother has been a relationship expert for years, and he is coming on the Melanated Combo Podcast to help all the fellas out, even the ladies too. But today we're going to talk primarily about the fellas. I want everybody to welcome to the Melanated Combo, Mr. Lucario. How you doing, brother?
Yo, what's going on? What's popping with you, man? How's everything going? How's everything doing?
Everything is going great, man. Everything is going great. And I'm just happy to finally get you on the show, brother. It's been a long time coming. Awesome. So how's everything going with you, bro?
Yeah, I'm good, man. Just grinding, you know. I appreciate you having me on, you know what I'm saying? So I'm ready. Let's make it go down.
Yeah. So first thing I want to ask you, Mr. Lucario, where are you from? You got like an East Coast accent. You from New York or something?
I'm from Brooklyn. Born in Brooklyn. Yeah. So I've been, you know, Brooklyn. I'm in Bed-Stuy. You know what I'm saying? That's my area right now and all that other stuff. But yeah, straight from Brooklyn. Been here all my life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Definitely. So let's get into it, man. Like I was telling you before the show, my first introduction to you, the good brother Tariq Nasheed, you used to run an advertisement on his show.
Right.
And it was always compelling to me, like the relationship thing, because I know Tariq had a stint where he done something similar. Mm-hmm. But talk to me, how did you get into that space? Like the dating, relationship, giving advice?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Shout out to Tariq Nasheed, man, because you know, Tariq Nasheed had a huge influence on what I do now. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I first read the Art of Mackin books and all that other stuff the day, and I was like, yo, I love the information. And so I used to listen to the Mac Lessons radio show that he had, and you know, when I was starting out doing my thing, you know, I was like, man, I want to get the word out there and I want more people to hear. And what was funny is that it's interesting, I'm not gonna name no other names, but I actually you know, I came out with my book and I sent out different I sent out different emails and different things to different people who had podcasts and stuff like that. And the funny part was Tariq was the only one that hit me back. he was the only, and the funny part was I sent it to a lot of stations, you know what I'm saying? That was, you know, a lot of white folks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it was like, you know, so shout out to Tariq for giving a brother a chance. Cause you know what I'm saying? Cause he wasn't trying to holler at me. So, you know, and so I appreciate that. And once I started promoting on his stuff, you know, I was getting some sales for my books and everything. So I was like, you know, yeah, let's keep going down this road. You know what I mean?
So you mentioned that early on you was listening to Tariq and different information like that. Is that one of the things that prompted you to say, you know what, I have this information myself, I'm going to share it with everybody?
Yeah, it was something where it was like, because when I was seeing what he was doing, you know, it was inspiring because I was like, you know, you got another black man, you know, writing books, you know what I'm saying? Doing his own thing. So I was like, oh, this is something that's possible. So I think sometimes, a lot of times, you know, people may want to do a certain thing, but they might not have an example, or they think it can't be done. And then you see somebody doing it, you're like, oh, okay, so this can be done. So that's the thing. So just even seeing that was a big inspiration. So I think, you know, I always tell people, like, hey, you know, you never know who you're inspiring by just doing what you do. You know what I mean?
All day long. All day long, bro.
Like, spark something in somebody else's mind that'll help them, like, do what they got to do. You know what I mean? So shout out to Tariq. Real talk.
Yeah, that's my guy. All right. So let's get into it, brother. So I got a list of questions here. I've been waiting for you to come on, man. I got some shady to discuss with the fella. So first thing, Mr. Lucario, is there... Because when we use the word game, right? Recently, you know, I was talking to a buddy of mine. And he was mentioning how there's a negative connotation on the word game. Like, what's your definition of the word game?
Right. So, you know, it's interesting. When a lot of times when you say game, it's a very complicated thing for the average person to understand, because when most people hear game, they think of playing games, trickery, manipulation. Mm-hmm. That right. Mm-hmm. I always tell people that simply what game is, or I break it down this way. I say game is synonymous with life. So when we say the game, we're just talking about life, right? Mm. We talk about having game. Having game is basically you having a strategy or a skill to get what you want out of life. Mm. Now, the thing is when you have tight game, that means that you're actually being very authentic, real, and honest about who you are in order to attract what's for you. Now, weak game, what you do is you are manipulative and do those things that people think that's the only thing game is. So the manipulation, the lying, the cheating, and all that other stuff, that's actually still a part of game, but it's weak. But why it's weak is because it's a facade. It's not real. It's coming from a place of weakness, which is why you're not actually just being yourself. So people can manipulate and do all these things, but it's weak game because what it means is you'll get a certain thing or a certain outcome, but it's not really for you. So for example, if I'm pretending to be someone I'm not to attract a woman. I'm pretending I have this certain amount of money. I have this other things going on and I think that's impressing her. What's going to happen is I might end up being able to go on a date with her or do whatever, hook up and all that other stuff. But what happens is the real me is going to show anyway. It's going to come out. She's going to see the real me and I'm going to lose the situation. So a lot of those things are short-lived when it's manipulation, when it's lying, when it's all those things. So that's a form of weak game. You feel what I'm saying? So even on my documentary Game Kings, I said, everybody has game. So it's either, is your game tight or is your game weak? And closer you are to being authentic, real, that's when your game is tight. If you're being false, if you're being a liar, if you're being a manipulator, your game is weak. You feel what I'm saying? So that's really what it's about. So it's just really a strategy to get what you want. However you choose for whatever that strategy is, that's on you. And I always encourage people, hey, be real about what you're about so that you can actually attract what's for you. You feel what I'm saying?
That's 1,000% correct. And I bring that up, bro, because growing up, like with members of my family and how I was raised, game was some manipulative shit.
Mm-hmm, right.
It was lying to get in. And it took me like get in my 30s and realize, damn, that was some weak shit.
Right.
That's the opposite of what you actually saying you are. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
That's real talk. Because the thing is this. Real game when it comes to, let's say, for example, we talk about interacting with women. It's to be able to let a woman know this is what it is. This is what the situation is and allow her to choose based on that. You feel what I'm saying? So what you're doing is you're presenting, hey, I'm about A, B, and C. So I'm giving you the opportunity as a woman to choose A, B, and C, and this is what it is. So now what happens is that once she chooses that, then what happens is that now she's in a situation that she actually wants, and I'm also getting what I actually want in a situation. So that's really what it is. A lot of times what happens is that when a guy has weak game, he's putting up a false narrative and then having the woman choose that. And then what happens is that he's not really getting what he wants because the false thing is not him, and she's not getting what she wants because what happens is that he's not really that guy. You know what I'm saying? So that's how it ends up, you know, falling apart.
Yeah, yeah. She eventually gonna find out. Shit. Exactly. So look, because growing up in my community, like I said, game was a manipulative thing, right? So, bro, tell me, why do you think so many men choose to go the route where they gonna lie, manipulate, tell a woman what they want to hear,
right?
Opposed to just keeping it 100.
Right. Well, the thing is, most guys do that because they don't understand their value. They don't understand how valuable they are. So if let's say if I had a diamond, right? And I'm trying to sell this diamond, right? I'm not gonna lie and say it's not a diamond because it's a diamond. So you're like, oh, this is valuable already. So I don't have to lie about what it is. Now, if I have a fake diamond, I'm gonna lie and say it's real because it's really, you see what I mean? And so if I'm valuable, I don't have to lie. If I feel I'm not valuable, I have to lie. So the lie is correlated with you thinking you're not valuable. You see what I'm saying?
That makes a lot of sense.
Right. So a lot of the manipulation and everything comes from thinking I need to pretend and lie in order to get this thing, because I'm not going to get this thing unless I do the lie, because who I really am isn't enough. Problem, right? You know what I mean?
And that's some deep shit, because I think a lot of men spend years in this like suspended state of mind because they're not being real with themselves, right? Don't you feel that? So if you lying to every chick you fuck with and it's working, but you still live in a lie, don't you think that's damn near stopping your progress as a man to actually get those things you lying to her and saying you got?
Rick, yeah, because what's going to happen is the real you is always going to come out. So you're always going to hit a wall. So you're going to meet a woman you're really interested in. At first, she's going to be about what you're about because she's attracted to the lie. But then when the truth comes out, she's going to be like, wait a second, you're not the guy I thought you was. And then she's going to leave. And then you're going to do the same thing with the next girl and the next girl. So you never really get anywhere. You're just caught in a cycle. And then what happens is that because of that, you're not actually getting what you really want. And that's where a lot of resentment and, you know, frustration comes in for with a lot of these guys and a lot of hate, because what happens is that they're constantly being looked over and the women are constantly leaving, and they're just still frustrated at the fact that they can't get what they really, really want. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, it's unfortunate that a lot of guys do that type of stuff.
So damn, and so it's all about us. Like what you convey, like how you feel about yourself, that shit is the root of everything. Because I'm looking at a lot of shit in the dating game and I'm thinking like, damn, why don't more men have it their way? Like if you sit around and talk to some dudes, they'd talk all this player shit, they'd talk about having two women and all this shit. And a lot of men, well, this is something I had to learn as I got older. A lot of men struggle with women. And instead of addressing whatever that thing may be, Mr. Lucario, they keep lying.
Oh yeah. And the thing is that they're gonna keep lying because they've never actually been able to attract the woman with the truth. And the thing is, when you really start to attract women with the truth, what happens is that her desire for you is a reflection of your value. That's what guys don't understand. See, the thing is this, when it comes to confidence, right? The confidence comes from within, right? It comes from within. It's you understanding your value. What happens is when a woman is attracted to you based on who you are, it's like you're looking in a mirror. So when it's like, oh my God, you know, she's all, you know, giving you the like, you know, she's giving you that energy. She's really excited to see you. You know, she's like staring at you and smiling and giggling and just happy to be around you. That shows you like, yo, the reason why she's like that is because she understands who she has with her in front of her. And so that's a reinforcement to your value. And that's the thing. So you don't look towards women for your confidence. Women are the reflection of your value, which shows you why you should be confident, but you first have to believe it yourself. Because if you come to the situation in an authentic way, when you come into the authentic way, that's when the women who are for you, they're the ones that's going to be all about you. And that's just a reflection of your value. So when you're going to see that all the time when you're dealing with these women.
And that's some shit right there, because I'm thinking, because you saying it's a reflection. So even a brother that may not have his shit together or may not be what some other dudes is being, just financially or whatever, if he come at a woman with who he really is and where he really at in life, he won't have to worry too much because he gonna attract something that's equal. You know what I mean? Is that how you see it?
Right. So basically what it is, and I'm glad you brought up the finances and all that other stuff, because the finances are still surface level. So what happens is that a guy, I think it said this on another podcast, but I was saying something to the effect of, you know, because a lot of guys say, and you know, I need to get my shit together, and then once I do that, I'll be able to attract women. Getting your shit together isn't really about finances or, you know, looking better or any of those things. Getting your shit together really is getting your mindset together. And basically what that means is that when your mindset is together, which means that you recognize your value, because recognizing, when you break down a word, recognize, that just means to know again. And know again means that you know you've known it before. So you always known that you were the shit. You understand what I'm saying? You already know this. Society tricks you into thinking you're not that by getting you to forget you are that guy. So what happens is that you get into these situations where you start having low self-esteem. You start thinking you're not worth nothing. You know, society is telling you you need cars, money, and all this other stuff to be the man and all this other stuff. But you don't need that. The value is already inside you. So what happens is that a lot of these guys, unfortunately, they're looking to the cars, the money, the gadgets, all these things to be the thing that is the value. But getting his shit together really means getting together with yourself to first recognize how valuable you are. Now, once you get that shit together, then that means that you're able to attract women based on you being that unique individual. And so who, you know, your identity and, the, and you being that unique individual is the thing that makes the woman gravitate to you and want you specifically. That's what, that's the thing that gets her attached to you. That's the thing that gets her thinking about you. That's the thing that gets her emotionally attached in that situation and want to continue with you. You see what I'm saying? Mm. But the problem is that what guys are doing out here is they're trying to do surface level things like have a bunch of money, have nice clothes, chains, cars, and all this other stuff. And that stuff is fine. But that's not the thing that actually makes a woman want you. The thing that makes a woman want you is who you actually are, because who you actually are is that unique so that she can only get that particularly from you. So if you have a lot of money, she can get a lot of money from a bunch of dudes. She can get, you know, go on trips with a bunch of guys. She, you see what I'm saying? But yeah, she can only get you from you, period. That's the place she can go. It's just like, for example, I always use the example of the restaurants. Like, a bunch of restaurants sell burgers, but you can only get the Big Mac at McDonald's. Do you see what I'm saying? Only place. So if you ate a Big Mac and was like, this is delicious, you have to go to McDonald's to get it again. There's no other place on earth. So that's the thing that makes women gravitate. She has to have the feeling of, damn, that feeling I felt when I was with that guy, I can only get it from that guy. And that's what makes women want to keep coming back. You see what I'm saying?
That makes sense. And if you're that same guy, but have money in cars and jewelry, that's just a byproduct.
And that's just a bonus.
Of the person you are. It's just a bonus. Right. I got it. I got it. Because we got to be honest, bro. It's a lot of dudes who they don't start having chicks until they have money. We see this all the time. And it seems like they always end up in some type of turmoil because, like you saying, that's not really them. They're using the money opposed to using who they really are.
Right. Exactly. And a lot of times the reason why you see guys have more women once they get those things is because most guys have a sense of pseudo confidence when they get that. They're like, oh, I got my money up now. I got this. So they emanate positive or more, you know, attractive energy. But the problem is that because they put the cars, they put the money, they put all these things in front of who they are, the women are attracted to that first and then them later. You understand? And sometimes they don't even get to them. They just attracted to the money and all that other stuff. So that's why what happens is that sometimes when guys are leading with that, they push themselves to the back. So imagine you're here and then you say, oh, I got money. I got this. I got that. And then you disregard yourself. You disregard who you are. So the women don't necessarily get to even see you. You understand? They see the money. They see all these things, the status, all that. So what happens is, a lot of times it's not necessarily that these guys aren't attractive with who they are. The women can't see who they are because all the money and the cars and all of the stuff is in front of them. So now what happens is that women will get with those guys because of those things. She's not attracted to him. She's attracted to the things. And then so what happens is that sometimes once the woman even, you know, gets to know the guy, if she ever gets to that point, right, she realizes she's not really attracted to him because he's never developed himself or he's never got his shit together in his mind to recognize his value. Because it's the thing, a woman can't recognize your value till you recognize your value, because that's the thing she's going to have to see, but you have to see it first in order to bring it out. You see what I'm saying? So I can't display something that I don't know I have. Like, if I don't know that I have this thing, how can I put it out there? Cause I don't even know I have it. So you have to understand the value. You know, you have the value that's already on display. The woman is into you. But the problem is guys don't know they have the value. They display the money. They display the status. They display this. And then they think because they're getting a woman there, that means they actually got her. It's like, no, you don't really have her. Your car has her. Your money has her. Your status has her. And so when another guy comes who has more money, more status, or better looking, that's when she's gone. You see what I'm saying?
That's a fact. Yeah. That's a fact. And I see it all the time. And I've actually seen situations too where you have a guy with money, he doing good shit in life, and his girl would cheat on him with a damn... She'd cheat on him with a nigga that worked at Burger King. And and everybody's looking like, what happened? Well, just like you said, maybe dude at Burger King know who he is.
Right. And that's what happens a lot of times, too. And sometimes what happens is when women are dealing with guys that they're not really into, or I should say this, like a woman will deal with a guy who has a lot of money because she's not really into him. So she's like, well, I'm not really attracted to him, but he has money. So because he has money, this can compensate for my lack of desire for him. And that's why you have a lot of guys out here who will deal with women, and the women are dealing with them for other reasons rather than who they actually are. And so these women aren't sexually attracted to these guys. This is why you could have a woman who can string a guy along for a while and he'll still provide her with money, pay her rent, you know, send her cash apps, all this other stuff, because she's like, well, I'm dealing with them, but I'm not really feeling them like that. So because I'm not feeling you, you need to pay. So it goes further to where this is why guys have to trick, because if you're paying for sex, you're essentially the situation is essentially this. She don't like you. So in order for you to get sex, you have to compensate her, right? And the same thing happens in dating. You can be dating a woman who doesn't really like you, and this is why you got to take her on 3, 4, 5 dates. This is why you have to take her to the most expensive restaurants, because she needs something to balance out her dislike for you. She's like, I'm not really into him, but at least I get some dinner. I'm not really into him, but at least he gets to pay my bills. You see what I'm saying? That's kind of like how it works.
Damn. And I see that all the time, man. And it's because what you saying makes sense. Like if you see a woman or a man with a beautiful woman, sometimes that can be because she see him, just like you said, but other times it can be because what he provided.
Right.
That makes a lot of sense.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And that's the thing that, and guys get confused, because what happens is that, because I have a book called Looks Don't Matter, 7 Ways to Attract Women Without Your Looks, right? So that book is just basically talking about ways you can be attractive that have nothing to do with your looks, right? And so I have a chapter in there where I talk about the 5 types of attraction a woman is going to have for a man. So basically is this, it's physical attraction, sexual attraction, behavioral attraction, resource attraction, and friendship attraction, right? So those are the 5 types of attraction women can have for men. Now, I'll break all of them down real quick. So physical attraction is when a woman is just attracted to how you look physically. So a woman might see you and say, oh, that guy looks good. He's handsome. You know, he's a pretty boy and you know, he has a nice body, stuff like that. Right now with physical attraction, what happens is sometimes a woman is sexually attracted to you because of the way you look, and sometimes she's not. So this is why you'll hear stuff where a woman might say, oh, he looked good until he opened his mouth when we started talking. You feel what I'm saying? So at first she was like, oh, okay, I'm attracted to him to that point where I'm sexually attracted to him, but he started talking. I found out he was goofy. He was a weirdo, whatever. Now I'm not that attracted to him. Now, sexual attraction means that it's a combination of your looks, appearance, and behavior. Right. And so what it is that if you look a certain way to that woman, your appearance is on point, and then you have a behavior of a masculine, dominant, authentic guy, that's going to make you sexually attractive. So sexual attraction is basically the strongest form of attraction. That's when a woman wants to have sex with you, not a woman who's going to who you're paying to have sex, a woman who desires to have sex with you, like she wants you bad because she's that into you sexually. That's sexual attraction. Now, behavioral attraction, which is the third one, is when a woman is just attracted to your behavior. And a lot of guys get this confused because they think because a woman is attracted to their behavior, they think the woman is into them sexually. So behavioral attraction is, for example, let's say you're a guy who's funny, right? You tell jokes and you're a humorous guy and you're charismatic, right? And you're at a party and you're hanging out with some people and you might have this girl dying laughing and you're thinking, oh, because I got her laughing, she must like me. No. She just likes that you got her laughing. That don't mean that she wants to have sex with you. She's just attracted to your behavior. Period. That's the thing, right? Then you have resource attraction. Resource attraction is basically when a woman is attracted to you mainly for the resources, the money, the finances, you know, the cars, the all anything that has to do with, you know, finances, money, and all that other stuff. That's resource attraction. Friendship attraction is when a woman is just attracted to you as a friend. This is where the friend zone comes in.
I was just going to say that. Yeah. Right?
You feel what I'm saying? So she's attracted to the attention she gets from you because you're a guy who's going to be a listening ear. You're going to hang out with her non-sexually and just do all these things. Now, with all these different types of attraction, all of them can be mixed in except for sexual attraction and friendship attraction. So a woman can't be, you can't be in the friend zone and she be sexually attracted to you. That's impossible. It's not going to happen. Now, but you can be a guy who is physically attractive and she likes your resources. Or you can be a guy who's sexually attractive and she likes your resources. You see what I'm saying? Or you can be a guy who she's, you know, she likes your behavior, but, and she's also physically attracted to you. You see what I mean? So they all, it can like, you can be mixed and match. The only two that can be mixed and match is sexual attraction and friendship attraction. So with all that being said, a lot of guys have resource attraction when it comes to women, but the women aren't sexually attracted to them. And this is why you have guys who, okay, well, I got money, I got this, I got status, and I got this. So the woman will deal with that guy, and at some point she might have sex with him, but she's having sex with him to get more resources, not because she's sexually attracted to him. And a lot of times this is why guys who are married are usually in sexless marriages, because a lot of guys get married to women who are not sexually attracted to them, but they're attracted to their resources. This is why you have, you see what I'm saying? Right. And so when they first got with their wife, a lot of times what happens is those guys probably went on 3 or 4 dates. They wanted to smash on the first date, but she said, no, let's wait. Let's get to know each other. Why did she say that? Because she's not that sexually attracted to them. So then she got him to invest in her. She finally gave him some booty, and then she became his girlfriend and she became his wife. But the whole entire time, she was not really sexually attracted to him. She was attracted to the fact he had resources. He was stable. He was consistent. And this guy was going to give her that security. So now they're in the relationship and they're in a marriage. Oh, I'm not in the mood tonight, honey. My back hurts. That's how it works.
So wait, I want to go back to something real quick because damn, you just broke that shit down. So the friend zone shit, that's a real thing, but a question for you. Can a guy get out the friend zone? Because you're saying friend attraction, meaning she's not sexually attracted to you.
Right.
Can you move her from not being sexually attracted to you to actually being someone she would consider? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's possible, but if he starts being sexually attracted to you at some point, then it will turn into sexual attraction, which means you're out of the friend zone, right? But it can't happen simultaneously. So meaning that if you're in the friend zone, it will never be a situation where the girl that you're in a friend relationship with is going to want to have sex with you. So what would have to happen is, let's say a guy's in a friend zone, right? The best course of action, if a guy actually wants to do this, right, he would need to basically either one of two things: either completely remove himself from the situation where he's not hanging out with her and chilling with her and all that other stuff, and then start to step his game up to become more sexually attractive, start dealing with other women and all this other stuff. And that woman would need to see him in that different light. You feel what I'm saying? Or if he still is in the friend zone with the woman, what would need to happen is that he's still in the friend, but while he's interacting with her, he's bringing around other chicks he's been dealing with. Oh yeah, meet my new girlfriend, blah, 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 all this other stuff. Then she's going to start to see other women see him as that guy. And then that's going to make her want him more. Because the key thing is, what makes women like the friend zone is knowing that other women don't have his attention as much as she does. So if you have another woman who has your attention, that's taking attention away from her, and that can cause jealousy, and that can cause it. You see what I'm saying? So it's like that type of situation.
Yeah, that's why I've seen a lot of times that a man who has a woman, he be getting action.
Exactly. Exactly. That's a fact.
Damn. Okay. Something else I want to touch on with you real quick. So, what is it about, how can I put it? What is it about pretty women? Like, why are dudes, because I've seen this 1,000 times, where a dude got hella game
right
for a certain kind of woman. But a woman who he considers to be a 10, like drop dead gorgeous, he don't know what to say to her. What does that come from? Why are dudes scared of pretty women?
Yeah, well the thing is it's just basically they've been trained to worship women and put women on a pedestal. So what they do is that they think they also make the game about women. So what happens is I always talk about how the game isn't about women. And the thing is that when guys make the game about women, what they do is that they put women on different tiers. And so they end up changing their behavior for that woman. So if a woman, if they, for example, you know, they do the mythical scale of 1 to 10, to 10 is the dime and all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. So let's say they're used to dating girls who they would consider fives and sixes, but then they somehow get in contact with a 10. They think, oh, she's a 10 and all that other stuff. Now, what's going to happen is that because this woman is a 10, they're going to think that they need to do something different than they do with the other girls because they're putting more value on her just based on how she looks. Right? And usually that happens when a guy doesn't have experience dealing with women that he thinks is extremely attractive. So part of it is putting them on a pedestal comes from not being used to dealing with those type of women, which is why they think those women are special in the first place, which causes those guys to act differently. And the funny part, the reason why it's hard for them to even attract those women they think are dimes and tens and all that other stuff is because they're putting the woman on a pedestal. So by putting the woman on a pedestal, they act different, and them acting different is them acting less attractive. So the reason why it's easier for them to attract the fives and the sixes is because with the fives and the sixes, they're more relaxed. They think they deserve the fives and the sixes. And so they're just like, hey, you know, this is just a Tuesday, and this is this girl I'm a holler at, and that's that. You feel what I'm saying? So now what happens is that when they get to the 10, they start acting nervous. They start second guessing everything. They're trying to make it work. They're worried about if she's going to call him back. So they become a guy who's less attractive because they're acting needy. They're acting clingy. They're worried. They're scared she's going to say no. They're doing all these things. And that causes them to repel the woman they think are the tens. And so what happens is that they go back to dating the fives and the sixes. They run into a new 10 and the cycle continues. Cause it's like, oh, this is a special occasion. I finally found another 10 again. And that's why they could never make it happen. But a guy who has game, what he understands is whether she's a 10, 2, 5, or whatever, right? You don't switch up how you are as a man. This is why we say the game isn't about women, because it's about you having a standard and a structure for how you do things, period. So if I'm dating a woman, if I date women, there's a bar that I like to go to. Let's call it the Main Street Bar. I always talk about that. So if I go to the Main Street Bar, and this is where I bring women, I'm bringing the 2 there, I'm bringing the 5 there, and I'm bringing the 10 there. I'm bringing all the women to this bar on the first date because that's what I do. I don't switch up the bar because this girl's a 10 and this girl's a 6. No. Going there, the 10 is going, everybody's going to this bar. And so that's how you got to be as a man when you're dealing with women. And that's the thing that makes you attractive. And that's the thing that makes you attract the hottest women that you can get. And this is the thing. Once you start getting the quote unquote hottest women that you want, your desire, or I should say your definition of what makes a woman a 10 or desirable starts to shift. Because what happens is that now that you start to be able to attract women who look a certain way, then their looks cancel out because that's normal to you. You're getting all these women who look attractive. It doesn't make a difference. So now it's like, okay, now that I can get women who look attractive, what else can she provide outside of looks? So then that becomes a criteria of what makes that woman valuable to you. But see, this is the thing. When a guy is surface level, all he's worried about is looks. When a guy steps up his game, she has to be more than just good looking. You see what I'm saying? And that's the thing. So a lot of times I can tell the level of game that a guy has based on how much he puts a woman on a pedestal just because of her looks. Because if he's like, oh man, she's the stuff because she looks this way, I'm like, his game is weak. Because he's still at the level of just being enamored by a woman's beauty. You see what I'm saying? That's the that's
got it. The part. That makes sense. And a woman can feel all this energy.
Yeah, exactly. So
if you're acting different, you acting shifty, you don't know how to put your words together, that's going to be instantly a turnoff for her.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Damn. Okay. Another question. So me and my homeboys were talking about this the other day. Do you think men and women can be friends?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, well, this is exceptional. Generally, no. So the thing is, right. So the thing is, you know, the reason why it's difficult for men and women to be friends is because the function of why we're together is not for that. You feel what I'm saying? So if we're a man and woman is getting together, the point is we're getting together to have sex and procreate. That's the point. You feel what I'm saying? So if you take away that point, then it makes no sense. It's like saying, can a lion and a zebra be friends? No, the lion's going to bite the zebra. You feel what I'm saying? That's the point. You see what I mean? So the problem is that, you know, a lot of friendships between men and women, you can have like a fuck buddy type of friend, you know what I'm saying? But like a real friendship is usually not going to happen unless it's a situation where the guy and the girl have had sex in the past. So let's say it was a chick, y'all hooked up a few times, but y'all still cool. That's, and y'all could actually be real friends. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. After you get that out the way. Yeah.
Yes. You feel what I'm saying? Or it could be a situation where let's say it's a woman and she has like a gay best friend. That's a guy that could work. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or let's say it's, you know, and this is probably even hard too, because like if it's a lesbian or a woman who's gay and a straight guy, that could work. But if the woman is fine, the guy goes to try to smash. You feel what I'm saying?
All day long.
It's gonna be hard. So you know what I mean. But yeah, but generally speaking, they can't. It's gonna be hard because the true essence of the nature of what it's about is going to rear its head at some point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. So to me, it's like if the only way they can be friends is if the woman kind of puts him into that friend zone. Because I be telling people, look, the dude going to smash. I've had women tell me, no, he's my friend. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want nothing from me. I said, shit, show up at his house naked.
Right.
Exactly. You're going to see how much of your goddamn friend.
And seeing that, right there is not even a real friendship. Like, and because when people say men and women could be friends, it's never a real friendship. Like, it's always the friend zone thing. It's like, oh, this guy wanted her. She said no. And now he's in a friend zone. That's usually what happens. But like a woman being a real friend, like, are you really her friend? Are you really going to help her move? Are you going to be hanging out with her, helping her watch her kids? Are you going to, can she call you late at night and speak to you for 2 hours and it's not going to be an issue? You feel what I'm saying? Like, that's a real friendship. You understand? Like, if something happened, are you going to give her a kidney? I don't think so. So that's most guys, when they're friends with women, are usually women they try to get with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, that's not a friendship. It's crazy.
And it fails. So now you're stuck being her friend. Or I've seen situations where you have a childhood friend that's a girl, but you're not attracted to her.
Right. Exactly.
Right? You know what I mean? So it's easy for you to call her and talk to her because you almost smash.
Exactly. And see that right there, when a woman is in the friend zone, that could work. You see what I'm saying? Because what happens is, the reason why when a guy's in a friend zone, it doesn't work is because the guy is attracted to that woman and he still is only there because he wants to have sex with her generally. Mm-hmm. The reason why a friend zone, when a woman is friend zone, meaning the guy is friend zoning her, the reason why that could work is because even though she's not having sex with him, she's still getting non-sexual attention from a man, which is valuable to her.
Got it.
So that guy's friendship is still valuable to her because she still gets masculine attention from a man. You see what I'm saying? Mm. Right.
Makes sense. So looking at relationships, Mr. Lucario, what do you think it is where a man, like, first off, what's your view on cheating? Mm-hmm. Like a man that has a woman, he's dedicated to her, whatever the case may be. How do you view that when he steps out? And you know what I mean? Do you see that as him not being unhappy, him not living his real self?
Right. Yeah. So the thing is with cheating is that, you know, a lot of guys, I watch some of these videos and The Man Is Fair and, you know, all those red pill joints and they'll be like, yo, you know, a guy who has options, he should cheat. And it's just exercising his options. See, the problem with cheating is this. When you cheat on a woman, like you have a girlfriend, wife, whatever, when you cheat on her, a lot of guys think that it's okay because what women will generally do is they'll stay sometimes, even though they know their man's cheating, they'll stay. So they think it's fine. The problem is that when you cheat on your woman, right, you the relationship is not the same anymore, right? Mm-hmm. So think about it, look at it like a glass, like a glass vase or some shit, right? Now, when you cheat, the glass vase is getting knocked on the floor in a bunch of pieces. Now, what happens is you could tape it back up together, but it's still the cracks in the vase. Mm. That's the relationship now. Your relationship has cracks in it. So what happens is even though the woman is staying, her trust for you is not there as it used to be. So a lot of guys think it's okay. Oh yeah, well, you know, I cheated. She know about it. And we know she found out and we talked about it and she's staying. Yeah, she's still there because she still wants the security of having a man, but her trust for you is gone, which is going to cause a rift in your relationship. So what happens is this, is that let's say you had a woman who was cooperative with you and everything was cool and all that other stuff, right? Now, once you cheated, she's still there, but her cooperation level is going to dwindle a little bit. Now you're going to start getting a little bit of friction. Now you see what I'm saying? And that's because you cheated. So what I tell guys is that instead of cheating, understand that if you want to see other women before this girl becomes your girlfriend or wife or whatever it is, let her know, hey, listen, you know, you my woman, we together, but from time to time, I might step out and hook up with somebody else. Doesn't mean I don't love you. You my woman, we together. I'm just letting you know because I want to be honest with you. Now, when you do that and the woman is like, all right, cool. What happens is that your girl might still get a little jealous. Your girl might still feel, you know, but what's going to happen is she's going to still have respect for you because part of what happens with cheating is, and the reason why you get that resistance or friction in your relationship later on down the line is because the woman's trust in her man is directly tied to his word. So if the word is, I'm not going to cheat because you're in a monogamous relationship, meaning because as soon as you're in a monogamous relationship, you're basically saying, I'm not cheating. So that's your word. Even though you may not verbally say it and literally say it, that's what you're saying when you get in a monogamous relationship. I'm not going to cheat. So what happens is that by cheating, you're going back on your word. As soon as you go back on your word, that's when the woman doesn't really trust you because now the security she felt by being with you as a man is broken. You see what I'm saying? And so she'll still stay with you because you're there and she understands how difficult it may be to find another man, which is why most women stay with cheating because it's more difficult to find another man who's going to be consistent with her. So she's like, I'm going to just stay with this guy. But there's still the chink in the armor because you cheated. This is why I tell guys, don't bother cheating. And even if you feel like you are about to cheat, it's better. And this is the thing. It's better to tell your woman, hey, listen, we got to have a conversation. You know, we've been together for 5 years. I never cheated on you and I never wanted to cheat on you because I thought that was wrong. But I'm going to be honest. You know, there's a woman I saw the other day. We had a conversation. Nothing happened. But I'm starting to think I may want to hook up with other women on the side. You see what I'm saying? Like you got to, it has to be that way. If it's not that way, your relationship is not going to, it's not going to work long-term. And that's what a lot of guys don't understand is that either one or two things are going to happen. When you cheat on her, she's going to break up with you. Right. And that's least likely that's going to happen. But the most likely thing is going to happen is you're going to stay with that woman for a longer time, but your relationship is going to be miserable drip by drip. It's going to slowly become terrible. And you're not even going to realize like, why is she tripping? It's because remember that time you cheated 5 years ago, she's still going off of that. That's the thing. You see what I'm saying?
Because she lost the trust in you. She lost the respect. So like you said, the boss, great fucking example. Looking at that boss, it can still be beautiful, but she can't help but see all the cracks.
Exactly. And that's
regardless of how beautiful it is. You know what I mean?
Right. That's what happens. And a lot of guys think because she stays, everything is all good. No. Mm. Part of her staying is her still there because of security. A lot of guys don't understand how important consistency and security is for a woman, because for women, it's very, very difficult for women to have a man in a relationship. See, a lot of guys have issues getting sex. Like for a lot of guys, they're like, man, it's so hard to hook up with these girls. Hooking up with women is way easier than a woman trying to lock down a man or get a man. It's way easier. So for women, they're like, man, I could either leave this guy and go back out in the wilderness and try to find a new man, which is going to be totally difficult, or I can just stay with him even though he cheated. But once she stays, she's still looking at you side-eye like, man, you're not the guy I thought you were, but I'll stick around because at least I'll still be in a relationship. At least I'll still be a wife. At least I'll still have a man here. But now when you say, hey, you know, you wake up in the morning, hey, can you make me some eggs? I'm tired. I'll, you know, can we just, you know, like she giving you out of resistance. You're like, yo, why she? So that's what happens. It's terrible.
Damn. So why do you think it is that men, it seems like something in our brain tells us it's easier to keep shit away. Like I can go to the club with my partners. She know I'm going to be at the club. Right. I can hook up with this chick. She never know. Mm-hmm. Why do you think most dudes, well, a lot of dudes is taking that route.
Right.
Opposed to doing what you just said, sitting her down, having a conversation about it.
Right. Because the thing is they think it's a funny part. They think that the woman, generally will care about the sex or care about the hooking up, and that's going to make her mad, and she's not going to go for that, and she's going to be upset, blah blah blah. Again, like I said, there can still be jealousy and all that other stuff even if you tell her and let her know what it is. But the key is, it's not that she's really mad about the sex. Women are mad about being deceived. You see what I'm saying? That's the thing. So the thing is that a woman will say, you know what, if you say to her, hey, listen, this is what I'm trying to do, right? The respect level that she has for you will still be there, which means she's still gonna cook you those eggs in the morning. Even though she's still in the back of her head's like, man, you know, like I'm kind of jealous he hooked up with that other girl. But what's gonna happen is that because she's seen that you still stuck to your word and didn't cheat, then what's gonna happen is, which means she wasn't deceived, you see what I'm saying? And she still trusts you because you came to her and let her know what it's going to be. Now, even though her emotion is feeling some type of way and jealous of whatever, if that's the case, the respect is still there. Because this is the thing about a woman's emotion, and women know this too. Women know that they're going to feel how they're going to feel, but it's also going to pass. But what's not going to pass is her not trusting you. That's going to stay. Do you see what I'm saying?
That's so it's better
to let the emotion pass than to let the disrespect stay. Do you see what I'm saying? And that's the part that guys don't understand, because they're like, man, well, I'm going to hurt her feelings if I tell her I want to see other women. Fine. That's fine. Let her feelings be hurt for that hour when you told her. Let her feelings be hurt for that day, right? Versus you cheat and she finds out, and the disrespect lasts for the rest of your relationship.
The rest of your relationships. And I know a lot of guys, Mr. Lucario, that kind of frame it as, I don't want to lose her.
Right.
Like, this is the one I want for sure. Right. If I tell her, she going to leave. So I'm going to just keep it to myself.
Right. And the thing is, this is the funny part. If you cheat on her, right, and she finds out, you're still going to lose her even if she stayed. See, I don't want that to get past your head. So the woman that you're with isn't going to be the same woman after the cheating. Because before you cheated and she trusted you, she was on point. She was cooperative. She was doing all these things. And what happens is that as soon as you cheat and she finds out, you lost her already. Even if she's physically there and she's there with you, you've lost the actual woman that you married or was in that relationship with, because her mindset is different now. So she's essentially a whole nother woman. You see what I'm saying? And so a lot of times what happens is that guys don't really notice the uncooperative behavior, you know, until later, because sometimes at first it's subtle. Mm. And then it becomes a thing later. And this is why sometimes where when your girl is mad at you, right, she'll bring it up. She'll be like, oh, but, you know, and why don't you go, you know, have sex with that girl like you did the other time? And you're like, yo, that was like 6 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Just like, but she holds on to that stuff. Women, they don't forget. They still have it in their back pocket and all that other stuff. So understand that it's you lost her anyway. So it's better to actually let the woman know. And this is the thing. You might let the girl know, hey, listen, I want to see other women. And she might leave you. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If you don't say anything and cheat and she finds out, then she's going to leave.
You don't anyway.
Right. She's either going to act different in a relationship, or what's going to happen is her acting that different in a relationship is eventually going to be the demise of your relationship anyway. So if it don't end now, it's going to end 5 years from now because of all of the turmoil that's going to bubble up later on down the line. You see what I'm saying? So either she's going to leave or you're probably going to end it because she went from being cooperative to being way more uncooperative as time went on. And that stemmed from the cheating. That's what you really understand. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, guys, because everything you saying is like a science to it, right? And I'm thinking about all these situations in my head because I've seen chicks who the guy meets her, she's great.
Right.
Like she going to school, she love his dirty draws.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, shit get to shifting. And I've seen, and I've always seen it as, damn, you put her through too much shit.
Mm.
That was how my mind framed it. But you're kind of saying the same thing. She don't fucking trust you no more.
Right, exactly. And once that is gone, you know, it reframes how she views you. You understand? Mm. It's almost like this, because what guys don't understand is that when a woman is when a woman's in love with you and she is really attracted to you and all that other stuff. Women, to an extent, view you I want to say like godlike, but like they're very enamored with you. It's like you're the hero type of thing. You're like, they look up. That's why a lot of times if you look at some pictures of some couples, and I have a couple of pictures like this with my girl or whatever, but you'll see the guy like staring at the camera and the woman is staring at the guy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Smile. You see what I'm saying? Like she's admiring her man.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen that.
Right. So then what happens is that when you do things like cheating, it ruins the image of the man that she had. You see what I'm saying? It's almost like a kid who sees Superman, and then let's say he found out that Superman can't really fly. He had a bunch of strings holding him up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I thought you was a superhero. Like, what is this?
You know? Yeah, and no matter how many times you see Superman again, you're going to be thinking his ass can't fly.
Exactly. So that's what guys don't understand. Like, you have to be consistent as a man. Like, you have to be... It's so important, because what happens is that the more consistent you are, the stronger your bond happens with your woman. You feel what I'm saying? Mm. It's just the thing that causes her to be way more emotionally attached to you, because she's like, man, this is my man. This is what he's about. And I can lean on that, because women are very wishy-washy, you know, very flexible about certain things. But when she sees you, you're the dependable, strong, force that I can lean on. You feel what I'm saying? I can always depend on you. It's just like, I use example of like a 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven's open 24 hours a day. So it could be 3 a.m. you know, I'm hungry. Let me go to the 7-Eleven and I know that it's going to be open and I can go get what I need to get. Now imagine you go to 7-Eleven and at 3 a.m. and it's closed. You're going to feel some type of way.
Yeah.
And you're going to be like, what the? I was depending on this.
Yeah.
You told me you were going to be open 24 hours. What's going on?
That's funny, because a lot of men see it in a way where she can lean on me because I got money. She can lean on me because I'm going to take this goddamn hammer and go put the gate back up. Right. All these things like that, and not considering another part of her leaning on you is a trust factor that can be broken if you own some bullshit. That makes a lot of sense, bro.
Right. And that's what I tell guys, because they think that just because she's there after the cheating, that it's all good. It's not all good. It's not all good. So it's like, you got to understand it. So I tell guys, stop yourself from that and just be honest from the jump. That's why I tell guys, like, before a woman becomes like your girl or your wife or whatever it is, you should have that talk with her. Like, hey, listen, you know, let her know, hey, look, I want you to be in this situation. I want you as my girl. I want this to happen. I want us to be together, but I'm letting you know, this is what I want to do. And me doing this does not mean I don't love you. Me doing this does not mean I'm going to jump to another woman at all. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so what happens is that when the woman, and remember, like I said, for women, it's hard for them to find a man. It's hard for them to find that relationship. So the fact that they are in love with you, the fact that they want to be with you, the fact that they want to actually be in the situation with you, and on top of that, you're letting her know, hey, listen, I'm coming to you straight up so that you know everything on the table and so that we can get this thing going. She's like, okay, I may feel some type of way about this later, but I still respect you. And the respect part is very, very important, because the respect thing is what keeps the relationship intact. You see what I'm saying? And once a woman loses that respect, it's a wrap. You feel what I'm saying?
It's a wrap. It ain't nothing you can do to get it back, because you've already shown your hand.
Right, exactly.
I don't care if you pay the bills. I don't care if you bring our son to school on time, all that kind of shit. But I don't trust you no more. Damn, that's
right. And then she's gonna feel justified in disrespecting you. So you do something like, you know, leave the orange juice on the counter for like 2 seconds or something. She's like, why are you leaving the orange juice out in the refrigerator? You going blah 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 blah. And you're like, yo, like, the hell, chill, like, relax. What's all that? And all of that is from when you cheated.
And it's funny, and we laugh at Mr. DeCaro, but this is some real shit, man, because a woman doesn't know how to tell you in this way.
Right, exactly.
She's just going to react, and you wonder, why my woman cheating? Why, when we first started, we wasn't arguing? All she did was smile and kissing me. It was all that type of shit. Now it seems like she can't stand me. Exactly. Well, you ain't been keeping it real.
That's what happens. And it's unfortunate. You know what I'm saying?
That's 1,000%. That's a woman. Man, thank you so much, brother, for gracing us with your presence and taking some of this shit I think to be true and like putting the science to it. That's what's up, because like we was talking about earlier, what I do know is true, like when we were talking about game earlier, this information applies to dating, but it really applies to life too.
Right. Exactly.
If you take a step back, it definitely applies to life. So I appreciate having you on today, my guy. Now you've written a few books, right?
Yeah. So I have, I think 6 books now. One book I have is called How to Have Sex with 2 Women a Day. This is this book right here. This is like, I have the paperbacks and the ebooks. So How to Have Sex with 2 Women a Day. That's one of my books. And basically this is a book to teach guys how to have options. You know what I'm saying? It's not, it's actually a beginner's book. It's not really nothing too crazy. And what was funny was, when I first came out with that, this is actually my second book I came out with. So when I did this book, I asked a bunch of guys, what do y'all want me to write about? Or what information? And it was like, you know, having a bunch of women, multiple women, blah, blah, blah. So that's how I came up with that book. I also have another book called The Magnificent 10 Crucial Dating Tips for Men. So those are just like some dating tips for guys. I have another book called Looks Don't Matter that I was mentioning earlier, teaching guys about how to attract women outside of your looks. So you can use your looks to attract women, but but also other things about you that are attractive, and how to bring that out. You feel what I'm saying? And I have a book for women called It's Your Fault You're Single, Tips on Finding Mr. Right. So that's for women. I also have a motivational book called How to Get Shit Done. So it teaches you how to set goals, how to make things happen, goal setting and everything. Like, for example, one of the key principles in that book was, I was talking about, you know, to try to do a little bit every day. So for example, this book took me, I think, about 3 years to write. And it's not a big book, but the reason why it took me 3 years to write was because I'm like, I actually hate writing. So what happened is, but I wanted to get the book done. So what I would do is, some days I would literally write one sentence in the book. I'd be like, man, I don't feel like writing today. But then I'm like, let me just write a sentence. And then I would write a sentence and I'll put it down, and I'll come back into it the next day. And I'll write probably like 2 sentences and I'll put it down. And then the next day I'll probably write a paragraph. So it was like, just as you're doing things step by step, just do something, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Every day, even if it's a little bit, because it keeps you motivated and it gets it done because you're being consistent with it. So, you know, so I wrote that book. And then, and I also have a book called 60 Second Game. So basically those are just, it's a book where it's a bunch of game quotes. So it's a bunch of quotes that teach you games. So if you just want something quick to like look at and to sort of have in your mind and, you know, about rejection, about confidence, about all these different topics and everything like that. But yeah, all of those you can, you know, get at my website, MrLocario.com. That's MrLocario.com. So you can check it out there. And also have my membership program, which is called BadBoyMembership.com. And that's where you can get 45 through 90 minute audio and video dating advice tutorials every month. So I break down things step by step of how to do this, do that to get a certain result. You feel what I'm saying? And also my business partner, Miles Cunningham, he has a website called MasculineIdentityMembership.com. And you guys can check that out because that website teaches you how to develop that masculine identity, meaning understanding who you really are. This is what we was talking about earlier about being that guy that, you know, women are attracted to based on them understanding who you really are, not about the surface level things you have. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. It's a lot of good information, man. We talk in relationships and game and shit like that, but these are life lessons, bro, right. That men can learn this stuff from these books and take it into corporate America.
Exactly.
Take it into the relationship with their family. Like, this is universal knowledge. I want everybody to be clear on that. This type of information can be used in all facets of your life. So I appreciate the brother, Mr. Locario, for coming on the show. Where can they find you? Like, what's your social media again?
Yeah, so you guys can check me out on Instagram at Real Mr. Locario. So that's where I'm on and the most, you know what I'm saying? So just type in at Real Mr. Locario and you can find me there, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Definitely. My brother. So I'm your brother Harrison, man. This is the Melanated Convo. We have all type of conversations here, man. I talk to politicians. I talk to rappers. I talk to brothers that just got game. Like, all this information is useful, family. Yeah. So we need to, you know, and every day you can use different pieces of it, but becoming a better person can happen on many fronts. And you never know who the messenger can be that gives you this information. You know what I mean? So this is your brother Harrison, Melanated Convo podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Melanated Convo 100. The show is available on all the digital platforms, well, Spotify and Apple at this point. The video version of the show is on YouTube. Continue to follow your boy. I see all the subscribers and stuff going up on the digital platform. I appreciate that. So this has been another episode of the Melanated Convo podcast. My brother, Mr. Locario, we out.